Hello and welcome. This is Chris Ann from Elemental Energies with Chris Ann. Today we're going to be talking about the predictions, my psychic predictions, for the week of January 2nd, 2022. For this, I'm going to be using the Mystic Art Medicine cards, and these are one of my favorites. So let's pull a couple of cards and let's see what this week ahead has in store for us. The first card I pulled is Ascended to Masters. This card is talking about this is going to be a great week, but also a great year for us to open up our crown chakra, open up our third eye as we connect to those higher guides, those higher ascended masters that want to come in and give us some messages. So hey, FYI, pay attention to your dreams, pay attention to your meditations, pay attention to those messages that are going to be coming in all forms, including when you're driving around and sometimes you're flipping through the channels on your radio and it's almost like there are messages that are coming through with the different synchronicities and the different messages that are coming through in the songs. It's quite cool when you pay attention to that. So pay attention to the messages that are going to be coming through. It is going to be our higher guides, our higher ascended masters. Also pay attention to the animals that are around us, especially the winged birds and owls will be coming in to give us messages, whether it be in our dreams or whether it be through nature. The next card I pulled is Perception. This is a really powerful card because this is talking about that we need to change our perception of ourselves going forward, and also having that voice, that open throat chakra, to be able to speak very clearly and understand through that inner voice our perception of ourselves and how we view others. This is going to be a really powerful year of paying attention of how others are viewed. Are you influential in the positive or the negative? Because that karma comes back to you. And then let's see, let's pull one more card. Oh, this is the Alchemy card. So this is saying that wonderful things can happen and it's almost going to be very magical in the sense of opening up your third eye to be able to receive a lot of those messages, both from your guides, from your intuition, and also messages that are going to be coming across that are going to seem like things that you have done before, been here before, experienced that before, that very deja vu feeling, because it's going to be things that are going to be very reminiscent of things we need to work through, of things that are correlated to our past lives. This is going to be an absolutely incredible week. Very, very psychic week. A very aware, open week of being aware of our messages, being aware of our guides, being aware, period. And also learning to trust with all of that. There is also three stones that would be really important for us to carry this week. All of these are going to be stones that you're going to be carrying on your left hand side. Remember, the left hand side brings the energy in, the right hand side lets the energy out. The first of the three stones we're going to carry is rose quartz. Rose quartz is your basic stone of love, loving ourselves, loving others, having self-love. Self-love is also part of self-trust as well. Trusting the messages that we're getting, loving ourselves enough to know that these messages are meant for us and we can receive them. The next stone is lithium quartz. Lithium quartz is a super powerful stone when it comes to being calm enough to receive these messages. It is a wonderful stone to keep us calm, to keep us balanced, to just keep us leveled out. Lithium quartz is a stone that is really wonderful for so many different people that are having different emotional issues or situations. Lithium quartz can be very, very powerful for that. The third and the last stone that I want to talk about that is a good one to carry for this week is the stone of selenite. Selenite is very clearing. It can clear our aura, it can clear our cells, clear our energy. And when we are clear, especially this first week of the year, going into this new year, we are able to perceive and receive new things coming in because we are not bogged down by stress and worry. When we are clear by using selenite, etc., that is so powerful to help us to just lift the weight of the world off our shoulders and be freer and clearer. So let's recap. The stones for this week are rose quartz, lithium quartz, and selenite. All three are relatively easy to find stones, relatively inexpensive stones as well. And all three are those to be carried on the left-hand side to bring in love, calm, and clearing. So, wonderful energy for this first week of 2022. Let's hope this higher vibration that we're in, this new energy that we're in, is just so much clearer than it was 2 and 3 weeks ago. So this higher vibration energy is really this wonderful, yummy bubble that's carrying us into this new year. And frankly, I have very high expectations for this year that we are just now approaching. I am very excited for this year, and I hope you all feel that same excitement and that same energy and are looking forward to the wonderful things to come in 2022. Thank you so much for listening and for tuning in. This has been Chris Ann from Elemental Energies with Chris Ann. If you're interested in crystals, check out my website. It's www.elementalenergieswithchrisann.com. Same way that this show is spelled. Also, if you need to get in touch with me or you want a private reading, check out my website. I am going to be doing weekly predictions here on this podcast. So make sure you come back and you listen every week. And there's a whole host of other topics I'm going to be talking about as well. Thank you so much for tuning in. I wish you all a wonderful week and be free.